And I'm pleased to say my first guest today has arrived. It's Debbie Sandals from the local organisation Family Matters. Good afternoon to you, Debbie.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in. Now then, for anybody who hasn't come across Family Matters before, can you explain to us what you do?
Be delighted. Yeah, it's a local community project within the charity Refresh, entirely run by volunteers. And we're in two parts. We're Family Matters Baby Bank, which has been running since 2019. And last September, we added the Family Matters Adult Clothing and Homeware. So that's a new project to run alongside. So we provide any equipment, clothing, toys, books, anything that 0 to 5 year olds may require to families who basically can't afford it in the current climate. So some families really struggling and they come to us.
And have you got a big client base?
We have. We do. It's getting busier and busier. Since 2019, we've provided essential items for 2,315 families with children aged 0 to 5. So in 2024 alone, we welcomed 1,032 families just during that year. So it's quite extraordinary, really.
Yeah, sitting here now, I would never have guessed it was that many people, actually. It's sad, really, isn't it?
It is very sad. I mean, it's nice to be able to go and say, oh, I've been really busy today. But actually, it reflects that fact that quite a few people are really struggling. And in fact, we've recently found out that 6 areas of Weymouth and Portland fall into the lowest 10% of areas of social deprivation. Mm. So that's quite remarkable, really, in our small area of Weymouth and Portland.
Well, I was hearing a programme on the radio earlier today, and they were saying about how people always say about how hard up they are up north, but there's a lot of poor areas in the south as well, isn't there?
It certainly is, especially seaside towns where the work is generally very seasonal and not very well paid, and we're end of the train line. So we get a lot of people just desperately looking to, I don't know, make things a bit better, and it often isn't down here.
Mm. Now, how do people go? Do they need some sort of referral to come to you? Or?
Well, very often families who are in this situation are well known by the social services or support workers or a lot of refugee support workers, doctors, schools, etc. And the word is out there now much better than it was at the beginning, obviously, and they get referred from them, and they can bring their referral with them, and they can come to us weekly. Because obviously children grow quite quickly,
yes.
And whatever they had a month ago doesn't fit them anymore, so they need to come again. And very often the nice thing is they will bring back what they've grown out of, and then we can replace it. So everything we give is for free, and everything we give is donated to us freely by very generous donors who themselves have equipment they've finished with.
Yeah, so it's great, really. It's just the equipment goes round and round.
Indeed.
It gets re-donated.
Yeah, we're just the conduit to a brilliant recycling project.
I hear you mention there refugees as well. So you get refugees coming
on. Quite a lot. A while back, the Chickrell camp was home to quite a few Afghani refugees, and we got quite involved with them for a while. Yeah. And a lot of them are rehoused still locally, and we see quite a lot of them coming back. And in fact, a few of them are now volunteers with us. Mm. So it's great to see that settling into the community.
Now, Chickrell Camp, is that the camp on top of the hill there, which army-based?
That's
it?
The one. Yeah. That's the one.
All right, okay. And did you mention adult as well? You've got a new adult sort of side to this.
Well, we found that although it started almost by accident, that there is a great need for people who are rehoused. Those that are homeless now have a bedsit, but there's nothing in it. So they need a toaster. So electricals get tested. They need cups. They need, you know, basic stuff just to exist in their new bedsit. So we do have quite a lot of homeware stuff, but also clothing, adult clothing donated to us. But that runs slightly separately from us now to make it efficient. So it's good.
Yeah. And do you have local businesses donating items?
A lot of businesses have been really, really supportive. Our landlord, number one, DJ Properties, have provided us with a huge store up on the Granby for a fair few years now, completely free. They pay for our electrics. They don't charge us anything. Wow. So they've been incredibly generous. But one of the reasons I'm here is that we are now having to move on. And they have, again, found us a smaller place, which is going to be fine. But as from September, we're going to need to pay rent. Mm. So that's really why I'm here.
So is it a lot of money, can we ask?
Well, it could be. It could be up to, well, almost £1,300 a month. Mm. We're going to need, considering we haven't required any funding at all in all the years we've been going, other than for buying nappies, bit of formula, or stair gates, those sort of things. But now we're after some big money just to pay the rent, so we can keep going. It's either that or we find a new premises that are generally as generous as the last landlords and don't require any rent at all. Mm. So from September, we've got to cough up. So if anyone out there can support us in that way, or can help us with a fundraising, grant finding, it's a whole new world that we're going to have to get to know.
Yeah, it's a difficult area, fundraising. There's so many people trying to do it, isn't it?
It is. There are so many generous funders out there. It's just finding them. Mm. Yeah.
So if people feel they would like to help, how can they do that?
Well, if they go onto our website, that's the best thing to do. It's the 3wsfamilymattersbabybank.org. They'll find out all about us, or email us, and that's family.matters.wnp, Weymouth and Portland, @gmail.com.
What about if anybody would like to donate anything? Is there a way they can go about doing that?
The best thing is to email us and find out when we're open. It's usually on a Mondays, but because we're in the process of downsizing, simply to be able to physically move from one huge store to a slightly smaller one, it's a bit hit and miss at the moment as to when we're open. So the best thing is to check us by email or on Facebook.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in today. And can you keep us up to date with how things go?
I'd love to.
Okay. Thank you
all for listening.